You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Days. Today we're joined by Trinity head coach Steve Morin. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you enter the 2011 season and in the preparations that are ongoing for your September 3rd opener.
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of things going back to last year kind of enter in for this year, and the fact that it's a little bit of a different situation. I mean, we were disappointed, obviously, in our 10th season, you know, with the first losing season in 18 years. So I thought, with that in mind, I thought our off season, you know, was a work in progress, but yet the attitude of our seniors and also our underclassmen, you know, I thought was extremely beneficial for us in preparation for this coming season. I thought that those kids weren't real happy, obviously, with the outcomes of last year, so worked extremely hard to change that around. I think, too, is that last year going in, you know, we had a debate at quarterback. We had Patrick Dickinson and Rob battling out for the starting position. This year, we're pretty well set with Nicholas McKissick coming in as our number one guy, and that's, I guess, a good thing to know going into preparation and things like that, where prior to that we had to split repetitions and things. But, you know, we're young in some spots, but, you know, in other areas we've got a lot of experience back. So it's going to be interesting to see how the kids respond.
Coach, talk us through how camp is going so far. You mentioned a little bit in your first question, but talk a little bit about how camp is going and how you guys are getting ready. Actually, believe it or not, for game week preparations now.
Yeah, well, you know, we had one day cut out just because of classes starting a day earlier, so we lost a 2-a-day. So we only had 3 days of actual 2 days or 2 practices per day, and I'm sure a lot of people are in that same situation. We changed the format up a little bit. Instead of practicing in the late afternoon, we went in the morning, which I think helped keep the kids a little more fresh. It seemed like we weren't as banged up or injury prone this year as we've been in the past. So I think overall, to me, the camp went pretty quickly. And now that we're into classes, obviously we're starting to get into our routine with class schedules and that type of thing. But I thought there was some great competition out there. I thought that we've got a lot of younger players that are coming in that are battling some of these upperclassmen for positions. We're going to have, I think, some youth on the field in several spots. So I thought overall, you know, the quality of the camp was led much more than our expectations in terms of that. And it's nice to see a lot of different areas filled with competition, because I think that just makes you a better football team. I think, you know, with our new defensive coordinator, Jim Dawson, on board, he brings certainly a lot of enthusiasm, excitement to our defense. I know that they've been playing with a lot of intensity and excitement. And so we're anxious to kind of kick this thing off and see exactly where we're at.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Day. Today we're joined by Trinity head coach Steve Morin. Coach, talk a little bit about what you can do and what you have done in preseason camp and in getting ready for your first game to improve the offense and defense, both ranked in the bottom half of the league a year ago. What can you do and what have you done to try to improve those ranks and ultimately trying to improve on last year's 4-6 season?
Well, I think you go back and you look at, you know, what things kind of led to some, you know, I guess, accomplishments not being made, and you have to tweak the offense, you have to tweak the defense, you just can't stay stagnant, and I think we've done that. I think that our new scheme on defense is going to be much improved over last year. I was not pleased with our points per game, obviously. I think that's where it starts and ends. We had the worst production that we've had in 10 years, and that's an area that has been talked about. I think our turnover ratio is an area that we've talked about. We were in the minus column, I think, by double digits with giveaways and takeaways. And so, consequently, you know, we're looking at that area. I think that offensively, we've got to play to our strengths. To be honest with you, right now, I'm not real sure exactly what that is. I know we have a veteran group of linemen coming back with a couple running backs who've got experience. I think where we did lose some quality players was in the receiving core, but yet some of the kids that have come on, have really shown some good things. So it's a matter of doing some different things, and consequently, you have to start with defense. In our mind, it's always been that way, and it hasn't changed much. And I think that our kids are up to the challenge. At least they've exemplified that so far.
Coach, turning our attention to a little bit of the off the field. You had Markham Staten during the offseason named to the AFCA Good Works team for his community service and that sort of thing. What does that mean as a coach to see one of your players, and not just Markham, I'm sure, is the only one, but many others giving back off the field?
Well, Markham's just done a tremendous job since he's been here. I mean, you talk about a prototype of Division III. Great student in the classroom, has taken advantage of every avenue here on campus, has developed a super FCA group here on campus within our athletes, not just the football players, has volunteered his time to various organizations off campus, has done study abroad. He spent a couple months in Spain this summer taking classes. He's been a two-time captain for us now, and he's just a quality young man, and he's going to do well in life once he graduates. So to see him receive this type of an award, really to me is the true meaning of Division III. And he has a passion for playing, he has a passion for winning, and he's just been a great motivator for our younger players, and I think certainly a role model for other younger players to look up to.
Coach, and also the other interesting off-field story is you have a special sophomore in Richard Cassone, a Marine, spent time in Afghanistan and Iraq in combat. Talk about what his service has meant and how that kind of helps the team and what you, not just you as a coaching staff, but the team as a whole has learned from his experience.
Well, I think that he too is a young man that has been out of football for 4 or 5 years, and yet had a real burning desire just to get back and play it. And for a guy to be out that long and yet come back with such energy to jump in there and want to continue to play at his age and what he's been through certainly is a testament to him. But I think too is that these younger players look at Richard and see what he's been through and the fact that he's been awarded a commendation for bravery in helping, pull his troops out of an ambush and things like this certainly speaks volumes of what he's all about as a young man and the fact that the qualities that he brings, the toughness, the mentality, the intensity, but yet also his service to his country certainly, I think, exemplifies a lot of different qualities that represent Ricky, and I think that our young men that are surrounding him look up to him in a lot of different ways, and the fact that he has done so much at such a young age and now he wants to continue playing football, I think, like I say, is outstanding. Speaks volumes of his qualities as a young man.
Trinity University head coach Steve Moore and the rest of his Tiger team open up the season September 3rd at Howard Payne before returning home the following week on September 10th to open up the home portion of their schedule against Texas Lutheran. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck in 2011.
Thanks, Jeff. Good talking.